Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time, hopefully eight by August, radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7. 365. Well, we have some young, budding members of the Rock Hill community around the table today. Bernice Huskins with the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce and a guy by the name of Ryan Sanderson, Mr. Knowledge Perk himself. And we're here to talk about something I know nothing about, which is good, called the TechStars Startup Weekend. So before we get into that, Bernice, ladies first, tell us a little bit about you.
Awesome. I'm from here in Rock Hill, so I've been to Substation 2 a few times.
Just a few. What's wrong with you?
And they're great chamber members of ours, and I've been at the chamber now almost 4 years. So
good.
This is one of our programs. I plan a number of our programs and events, and this is a brand new one that we're bringing to the community. So it's as new to us as it is to the community.
All right. So, Mr. I love the hat.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Ryan Sanderson, tell us a little bit about you.
So, name's Ryan Sanderson. I am from all over the place. I was a military kid, so I've been raised all over the country and some other countries as well. Been in Rock Hill, I want to say 14, 15 years now, so call this home. Have worked for a couple larger companies like the place that shouldn't be named in my coffee world, Starbucks. So that's the only time you'll hear me use that cuss word.
The one that does not like police officers.
Yes, which we can talk about that. But so got started in coffee a couple years ago with a good friend of mine who I actually met through the chamber in Bernice, Jonathan, my business partner. And we've got Knowledge Perk right here downtown Rock Hill serving up awesome coffee. New space is about to open, and it's going to be fantastic.
Now, your new space is going to, what, enlarge the footprint
Correct.
You have?
So we're going to go from about 450 square feet to about 4,500 square feet.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do, dance there in the morning?
We got all kinds of really cool stuff planned. Everybody's just going to have to kind of pay attention and watch what happens next because so far, as far as we can tell, hasn't been done in the coffee industry before. So hopefully going to be a good time.
I know what it's going to be. You're going to grind the coffee beans with your feet.
I'm going to pass on that with a hard pass, but we will sell some more awesome hats like this. No. So we're actually going to do some virtual reality. We're going to do some tours of coffee farms. It's going to be a very high-tech kind of coffee place, which is another reason of the my interest in this and the community piece. Kind of like Bernice, I actually started the chamber about the same time, not as staff, but as a volunteer. And so I've spent the last couple years doing a lot of stuff with entrepreneur startups in York County, 1 Million Cups program, that kind of stuff. So very heavily invested in the startup side of Rock Hill and York County.
Well, good for you, and I'm sure this is part of what we're going to be sliding into, but you got to love entrepreneurs. That's what makes America tick. That's what makes Rock Hill tick. We can list 100 of them sitting around this table, it's a whole other world starting your own business.
It is.
There's lots of pluses, and there's lots of days that you want to say, why did I ever do this? But in the long run, it's a wise decision. All right. TechStars Startup Weekend, Bernice.
All right, so it's a 54-hour event. It's going to be an entire weekend. So you get in and you get to be an entrepreneur like Ryan in a weekend. So you come with an idea or you come without one and join a team who has a great idea, and you build your business over the weekend.
So if you've got some kind of wild and crazy idea,
this is the time to bring it.
You bring it to this event, and okay, let's see. I have a wild and crazy idea.
Oh, boy.
Careful now. People are listening. They might steal it.
Yeah, they might.
They might steal it. I don't really have an idea right now, but I bring my idea to the Tech Stars Startup Weekend. And what's going to happen? I walk in. I give my name and my whatever.
Yep, you'll get your packet of information. We'll have a facilitator that we're going to fly in from somewhere else, and they're going to help run the weekend. You'll put your idea up on a whiteboard. You'll get 60 seconds to pitch it, really sell it to the people who are there, and then if they like it, you'll form a team around that idea. And some ideas won't make it past the Friday, and some will go on to potentially win on Sunday.
So this is like a Shark Tank.
But really short and really fast-paced.
Very fast-paced.
So you got 60 seconds to sell your idea to who?
To all the other participants. You have to basically convince them that it's a good idea and that they want to be on your team.
So those who are going to be competing against me are also going to be my judges?
No, we'll bring in judges at the end of the weekend. So if there's 30 people there, maybe 15 of them have ideas. Those 15 will throw their ideas out there, and probably from there, five or six teams will form through the weekend, and they'll work on that idea.
So when, first of all, when is this event?
It is August 9th.
August 9th. And 10th? Or just one?
10th and 11th. It's 54 hours, so
nine
pretty much straight through.
9 through 11. All right. Okay. And where is it going to be held?
So it's going to be held in a multitude of locations, which Ryan can kind of speak to a little bit better because he's been hammering all that
out. Let me guess. Part of the 4,500 square foot addition at Knowledge Park, is going to...
We are going to do our best to help out with
some
space.
How did I figure that out?
Man, you are smart, dude. Very.
All right, so we're going to do part of this at Knowledge Park.
Yes, so we're using two main locations. Williams and Fudge, of course, pillars of the community, were awesome to let us have some extra space there. So the kickoff is actually going to happen there on their third floor, which I think they call Carhartt Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen there. And then we're going to do some breakout sessions as those teams get formed in what we call the warehouses on White Street. So that is the three businesses of Knowledge Perk, the Mercantile, and Josh's Dust Off Brewing.
Yeah, they're all side by side right
Correct.
There.
All
White
side
Street
by side
Canada.
Right there.
And you talk about entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about Gary Williams,
Correct.
There's a guy... When I first came to Rock Hill, Gary had his putt-putt golf course
yep.
out here on Celanese, right where the interstate is. And from that, kaboom, he now has a very successful business, Williams and Fudge, employs hundreds and hundreds of people,
yep.
and a great guy who gives a tremendous amount back to the community. Good. All right, so I bring my great idea. I get up there with a whiteboard. I got 60 seconds to sell myself and this idea to others who are going to be having their own ideas.
Right.
Who might just vote me down because they don't want to see me succeed because they think their idea is better.
We don't think that's the entrepreneurial spirit here in Rock Hill. Hopefully not. Hopefully the top ideas will form teams around them and it will all be done with great sportsmanship.
So how many are you prepared for to pitch ideas?
Prepared for
yeah.
up to 75.
Up to 75 people can come with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And from that 75, max, half of them will survive?
Probably smaller than that even. So the teams will form around those really top ideas. And teams are typically, you know, 3 to 5 people. So, and it kind of differentiates based on who you want to be in a team. So if you're like, oh, I don't want that guy on my team, maybe your team has 4 instead
All right.
of 5.
So the team members can be anybody who's interested enough to come to the event?
Right. So,
if I wanted to hang out there, I could be a team member?
Yep, you can sign up. You don't even have to bring in an idea. Just come, sign up, hear the best idea, convince them you've got something to bring to the table, and join up.
But if I, okay, all right. So I don't have to have an idea, but I just might be interested enough to see what others are doing.
Right.
And, all right, yeah, okay, good. So the teams, you're going to be set up. You'll have the capability of handling, what, 10 teams maybe?
Yeah.
Give or take.
I think around that. 10 to 15. Yeah.
Maybe 15 teams.
Yeah.
And the teams will be 4, 5, or 6 members per team.
Right.
Then the next step is those who survive and one of the lucky 15. What's the next step for them? What do they do?
So they'll spend all day Saturday researching, coming up with, you know, feedback from people who are around, looking to see if it's been done already. They'll work with coaches that we'll bring in from our community. So other entrepreneurs who have been successful will coach them with any questions they have, and then they will go on to really spend all day Saturday and the morning on Sunday getting their prototype ready for the presentation on Sunday.
Who? So Sunday morning after church, where you're going to pray a lot that your idea survives. Okay, man. You're going to go back to one of the warehouses or Williams and Fudge or wherever, and you're going to make the final presentation to who? The same group?
So we'll have a panel of judges that we'll bring in for the Sunday presentations, which will begin around 5 o'clock on Sunday.
And that panel will be whom?
Right now, we've got one judge coming in from Seattle, from a big tech company called Dragon Chain, and they're doing some really cool stuff. Knowledge Perks already using their services on their tech side of coffee, the coffee world and tech. I don't know much more about that. Ryan does.
Yeah.
And we'll be filling out the rest of our judges with some community leaders as well as sponsors of the program.
All right. So you have a facilitator.
We do.
Who's going to make all this flow the way it's supposed to flow.
We do. So that's why it's TechStars Startup Weekend. So they're a big national company, and they have these programs internationally even, all over the world. There are TechStars events happening. And so they'll send somebody, and he will run the show. He's done it for a few years now. So
this is our first.
This is our first, yes.
Very first one. But this TechStars group has been doing this all over the place for a number of years.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. So we hire them to come in to do this. All right. So you obviously have underwriting that goes with this. I mean, this is going to cost some money.
It is. And we've got some awesome sponsors. Ryan's worked with a lot of our local businesses. We've got a lot of restaurants in the area who are donating food. So one of the things that goes along with registering for this event is you get 6 meals. So we're feeding you all weekend long. So if nothing else, come hungry.
There's going to be a lot of food.
A lot of food.
Yes.
Substation 2 is going to be doing our lunch for us on Saturday. So. Okay. If you haven't had Substation 2, that's your opportunity.
If you haven't had Substation 2, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
That's a much better question, actually.
Exactly. And if I guess you like a nice cup of coffee, you know somebody could provide a cup of coffee to go to the sandwich?
We're going
to
be providing coffee all weekend long. And matter of fact, because this does run so late, was it 54 hours? This can run as late as people want it to on Friday and Saturday night. And there's been teams in the past that will literally work through the night to try to get their idea complete or maybe make sure they're winning. So Knowledge Perk will be providing quite a bit of coffee throughout this weekend.
With extra caffeine.
With extra caffeine. We'll do a lot of cold brew, a little more caffeine in that one. So they can drink coffee to their heart's content.
All right. Won't have to worry about okay.
That will not be an excuse for losing.
So the 15 teams make their presentation to this group of judges.
Correct.
Some from out of the area, some local, what have you. Then what happens?
So the top three teams will be awarded prizes. The TechStars brand doesn't allow cash prizes, so they'll be receiving prizes that are useful to launch that business and make it a reality. So legal services and maybe co-work space, those types of things are really going to be the prizes for those who participate.
So we have local firms. I mean, you have a local law firm that's going to provide
this? We're working on some.
Working on some right now. Same thing with the space. Okay. So the prizes are some basics of what you're going to need. How about money?
No cash can be given away. It's one of the rules with this organization. They don't allow it. They think that then the teams just divide it up, and they really want this to create a real business that will hopefully land in our community. So we're hoping to really create some of those entrepreneurs.
Have they given you any examples of other cities where they've done this, where in fact the great idea, the best idea from the TechStars Startup Weekend actually materialized into a thriving business?
There are some that have. There aren't any big names that you would be like, oh, I know them. So, but there are smaller, you know, that are impactful to their communities that last and maybe go on to create an actual business with jobs and economic impact.
Okay.
And one of the cool things I might add, you know, there's not cash prizes, but one of the cool things that happens with something like this is there's typically investors nearby, and a lot of these companies that are putting from sponsorship dollars that are doing that to help promote this, this is a great chance for them to be able to see talent. The local talent pool, developers, coders, people who are building businesses, companies that are looking for creative and innovative individuals to come work for them. But even just on the investment side, there may not be a cash prize, but if the idea is articulated well enough and has some real merit, we've seen, you know, firsthand that Rock Hill can be very generous to companies, and there's an entrepreneurial spirit that's here where investors might be willing to put some money in to help that idea form into that company and go on past, you know, even this competition. So there's always that potential out of something like this as well.
Yeah, you don't ever want to assume that nobody is hearing your idea.
Absolutely.
That you want to hear your idea.
Absolutely.
You don't know who the heck's going to be sitting down in that audience.
Don't.
You got no idea. And usually the the person who is the most unassuming, who looks like they don't have a nickel to their name, is the one who could step up and say, oh, you know, I like this idea. You know, let me help you make this thing happen.
Absolutely. And we've seen that kind of thing happen in Rock Hill already with our 1 Million Cups program. We've seen people that have come through and pitched their idea, you know, 6 minute, had no clue who was in the audience, you know, and one card exchanges hands. And the next thing you know, there's a relationship formed and that company's heading in a different direction. So
Tell everybody some more about this 1 Million Cups idea. What is this?
So 1 Million Cups is a different kind of avenue to something similar to this. It's a program that the Chamber has run for a couple years now in York County. And it's basically a safe space for entrepreneurs. It runs similar to a Shark Tank in style in the fact that you have 6 minutes to pitch. But you're not pitching to a panel of judges who are kind of critiquing your business. You're actually pitching to a group of peers. So you're pitching to a group of people that have been through what you're going through that can help. And the main goal for this is for companies to be able to get some resources from the community, that the connections, the ideas, that did you ever think about this? We've had companies that have come through that were just ideas that went to 1 Million Cups, went from there to SBDC or SCORE, or went up to Rock Hill's own technology incubator, run through the city, and have kind of branched out from there. We've had anything from local companies to companies that have come in almost on a tour and are trying to raise awareness about their idea and their concept and make sure that it's, you know, viable. And so that's been running for 2 years, and we're averaging
about 30 to 40 people.
30 to 40, and we've had a couple months over 50 with people attending.
So this is a monthly program?
It is. It's typically every first Wednesday. However, this week we are having a special edition, and it's going to be 1 Million Pints over at Dust Off Brewery. And we're going to hear from some local startup brewers on how they launched their business.
Interesting. So this is a chamber program.
It is a Kauffman Foundation program that the Chamber runs. So similar to TechStars, it's licensed through the Chamber.
Amazing. Well, I tell you what, if you ever wanted to get into a business and find out, see if there's any opportunity or the idea makes any sense, this is interesting. This is it. Now, you know, I did a show here just a week or so ago with, what are they calling now? The Black Entrepreneurs Leadership Network? Or
the Bell Group?
Yeah, Bell Group. So have you made sure that they're teed up on this?
We have. I actually just made sure we reached out to Don Johnson, one of those leaders over there, and let those people who are participating in their XPRIZE competition know about it. So people who maybe have an idea that they're working on through XPRIZE who also want to work a little harder, get some other input, or work through the weekend on TechStars weekend have been invited and encouraged to participate in this program as well.
I mean, if you haven't heard that program, go back and pull it off online on WRHI.com because there's some money on the table thanks to JM Cope Construction, and they're going to help some entrepreneur or entrepreneurs get up and get going. Perfect. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And there's only one way to do it, and that's a Substation 2 way, which is 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Attaway, not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Explore more with Founders Federal Credit Union. Receive double C rewards points on lodging, travel, and dining purchases from May 15th through July 31st when you use your Founders Visa Signature or Platinum Visa credit card. For full promotion details and to apply for a card, visit foundersfcu.com/CU rewards. Not a Founders member? Visit Relax, joinfounders.com for one of our more than 30 locations to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Explore more with double points. Credit card terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Jerry Road across from Winthrop. Bernice Huskins with the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Ryan Sanderson, the founder, head honcho, the man who does it all, and Knowledge Perk is here with us as well. We're talking about the TechStars Startup Weekend, which is coming up the 9th through the 11th of August. And if you've got an idea about a product or a service that you think is really hot stuff and you'd like to hear what other people have to think about it and get it vetted and maybe end up with a bunch of prizes, you want to get involved with this event. So as we mentioned, Ryan and Bernice, to do this with everything that's involved, you need to have some sponsors. And you've got some people here that we want to throw out their names so we know who's helping make this possible. Go ahead, Ryan.
So the big one that really stepped up was Coroplast. And a shout-out to Coroplast here because they've done a lot of stuff with the Technology Incubator. They sponsor a lot of stuff with the Chamber. But they've really taken this kind of entrepreneurial startup approach. And we reached out to Robert Alexander over there and said, hey, you guys would be interested. And there was no hesitation whatsoever. And so they stepped up as the presenting sponsor, you know, really making sure that we could get this thing off the ground in a pretty good fashion.
Who else would we want to make sure we know about?
Absolutely. So Bernice mentioned them earlier, a Dragon Chain. So they're a tech company actually out of Seattle, Washington. They're a blockchain company. They've got a local representative here. And so they've actually sponsored their CEOs coming down to be one of the judges. Williams and Fudge, of course, with the space. And again, Williams and Fudge, they love getting involved in the community. So this is not the first time they've done something like this. I'm going to go ahead and throw Knowledge Perk out as another shout out, helping to put some of this stuff together. And then there's going to be, I think, a pretty decent amount of coffee consumed throughout this. I'm hoping so anyway. Happy to give it. Springs Creative stepped in. We had Elite Heating and Air. I don't know if you know Jason Rodden. There's a new company, Heating and Air. Founders Credit Union, Waiter's Choice, CMIT Solutions, Delta Bravo, David Stringer over at Insignia, which I read earlier, they stepped in. Mainstage Gaming Network, our favorite, Charlie Ruffalo, Substation 2. Dustoff Brewing Company, The Mercantile. It's a pretty good list of places that have all stepped in to try to make this possible. And one of my favorite things is, you know, where we're holding this, you know, the warehouses on White. You know, this is a startup weekend put together and helped hosted by a group of startups in Rock Hill. It's kind of hard to make it any better than that.
All right, before you get out of here, and again, this is going to be on the 9th through 11th. If somebody wants to, what do you register for this thing? Can you register online, Bernice?
You can. You can check out the Chamber website for more information, or you can check out, there's an Eventbrite page through Startup Weekend, and it's Startup Weekend Rock Hill, and you can find us. So.
All right. Now, Mr. Knowledge Perk.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Coffee. We had a news item earlier this week about another bonehead move by that large international coffee company known as Starbucks. This time they decided that in one of their locations, and I know corporate didn't decide this, but the manager decided it, there was a half a dozen police officers in there having a cup of coffee, shooting the breeze. And one of the other patrons felt uncomfortable being that close to so many law enforcement officers. And she asked, and the stupid manager agreed to go over and ask the law enforcement officers if they would move out of her line of sight. Well, they did exactly what anybody else would do. They got right up and left.
Right.
That created a big, big incident. Corporate Starbucks has apologized left and right, as they should have. But it's still a boneheaded move, especially in this era that we live in today. So you've decided that you yourself are going to respond to this in some fashion. And tell me about it.
We did. So I saw the post that was coming out, and I saw what's happening on social media, and had a quick idea about it as an answer without, you know, throwing anything out or kind of throwing anybody on the bus. Talked it over with my business partner. We agreed. And so what we decided to do was immediately after that, we launched a Facebook event, and we sent a post out. We're doing an LEO Appreciation Day this Saturday. So this Saturday is Small Business Saturday in Rock Hill. And so there's a lot happening kind of in our area with the warehouses on White. And what we wanted to do was make it known that we're respectful of every person that comes in our store, regardless of who they are, their background, affiliation. But we wanted to make it extra apparent that our law enforcement personnel have a special place in our community and in our store. So this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., any law enforcement officer, past or present, as long as they've got proof of their service, they can get a free coffee of anything they want. Doesn't matter if it's a cold brew, an ice perk, a latte, whatever. And what we said is this is a great chance for them to come in, get a handshake from us, a sincere thank you, and a coffee beverage of their choice. And the community has responded in a way that's just absurd. I think we've hit 15,000 views. It's been shared close to 100 times. We've reached all kinds of comments about people just loving the idea. And it wasn't meant to be anything more than, you know, just that. In kind of a day and age where there's so much negativity, it's like, you know what, let's have an opportunity to do something positive for our LEOs. Let's bring them in and give them something. So
we don't care where they're from.
We don't. We reached out. We tagged Charlotte, Pineville, Lancaster, Sheriff, State Troopers. Doesn't matter. If you're in a four-hour radius and you want to come by, show us a badge, a shield, or a proof of service, and you got coffee on us this Saturday.
For you. Well, I hope you get a lot of coffee prepared.
We are doing our best. The response is a little, I don't want to say overwhelming just yet, but it carried farther, faster than we thought it was going to. I'll say that.
Well, that's a good idea. Good for you. Awesome. Great idea. Well, I think both of these are all great ideas. This Techstars Startup Weekend, which I'm thrilled to see this happen because this has been going on across the country with this company is called Techstars. Is that what they're called?
It is, yes.
And somebody dreamed this thing up, and they've been doing it across the country. It's worked, and the Chamber's gotten wind of this, and so we're going to do it here. And if you take a look at this in combination with all these other things that are going on right now, the technology incubator, the Bell, the League, and the Chamber thing you were talking about a little bit, the 1 million cups that you're doing, all these things are certainly telling the entrepreneurial community out there that if you've got an idea, we want to hear it. Bottom line.
It is.
You may have to be prepared to learn that it's no good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Been there and done that. Absolutely.
But that's part of getting into business, right?
It is.
You've got to figure out whether you've got a marketable product or a service that somebody is willing to pay money for.
Absolutely.
Because without any money coming in, you haven't got a business that's going to work.
It's true.
All right.
It's very accurate. And this is one of the things I'm most excited about. This is we're going to have so many coaches and mentors there. We're going to have business leaders who have done this and been through it. So this is a great opportunity to get the idea out there, but not just the validation piece, but to get some real life help with it, with people in this area who you can be connected to daily, who have been there and done it before. And that's almost invaluable.
All right. Thank you, Ryan, very much. Thank you, Bernice, for being here as well. Knowledge Perk, of course, is right there on the White Street warehouses. That's wonderful. Come right across the tracks. They're the you're the first pod.
Well, first
pod on the right. Yep. Can't miss it. If you love coffee, or if you don't think you love coffee, go in and Ryan will convince you that you need to start drinking coffee.
We're definitely going to try.
We're going to try. We'll see what happens. All right. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks again to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And there's only one way to do it. How is that, everybody? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Y'all got it. You get an A for the day. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.